Cycle Update. All the players play at Casino Night. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. I'm talking a little bit quieter because my stuff's getting stripped off the walls, so the echo is back as I prepare to move out of this hellhole that I'm currently in and move to my new place, and I got to get the studio set up, so I'm trying to suppress the echoes best I can. I apologize for the audio quality. I think I still sound like a PIMP, but I'll apologize regardless. Have you been listening to me for a while? If you have, welcome back. If you haven't, welcome to the show. You're going to find it's different than anything you know. That rhymes. You know, I have a saying, you know, with whatever you get into, because I can't tell you what to get into, but whatever you get into, if you want to roll the dice and see how things go, I respect that. It's a strategy. Some people do that. Some people make money off that. Some people are perfectly fine doing it. I have no qualms with people who want to roll the dice because essentially you're gambling. That's what cryptocurrency has become. That's what we've made it. It's not this form of, you know, transformative currency. It's not this game changing anything. It's not securing anything. It's not facilitating anything. It's essentially a casino right now. Whether it will be that for the foreseeable future, I can't say. I'm saying for right now, today, it's a casino. That's really what it is. And so I was looking at articles earlier because I don't stare at crypto like some of these people do. I don't, you know, but I was looking at an article earlier that I think my reach is starting to grow because I'm starting to see people use my terminology and I'm tempted to sue them, but it's fine. If I get the word out and people get more awareness, that's a good thing for everybody. But people are starting to question whether or not Solana is essentially a glorified casino. It's a bunch of gamblers, you know, and you're rolling the dice, or in their claim, it's pulling the slot, you know, machine, but they're calling it a casino. They think it's gambling for a different reason, because with Solana has always had some issues. Solana has always had network-related problems. It's always crashed and burned, and that's where the meme craze started happening. And I said on an early episode, I was skeptical that the stability was going to hold during this meme craze, and we were going to start seeing some network disruption. We started seeing it, folks, and that harmed the price and harmed the momentum of the tokens that are on the chain. But turns out there were also some DDoS attacks on Solana very most recently. And the DDoS attacks, when I was looking at all the data around the DDoS attacks, it seemed like just people saw that it was a vulnerable chain and figured they would go ahead and target and attack it. Well, the underlying reason that it was able to get jacked up the way it was has not really been resolved. The predominant theory is that Solana is going to continue to be disrupted for the long term, and we're not past the worst of it, which is going to stymie the run that people expect for some of the meme garbage that's rushing on the Solana chain, which could cause many of them to jump to different chains. I certainly hope that they do, because I don't have anything personally against Solana, but I don't know why people chose Solana other than the fact that it was cheap, right? Gas. Well, there's other chains that are cheap on gas and they're faster and they're better, you know. So we'll have to see what the future holds. I don't think it's going to like completely kill off the meme garbage that's out there. I'm just giving the forewarning. Others seem to think that Solana is basically a glorified casino, not for the reasons that I state, which is just general gambling, but the stability or lack thereof of the Solana chain, which means you're rolling the dice every single time to see if the thing's going to crash. Because if Solana itself has issues, it means it affects your ability to trade, or at worst, affects your price, right? Your price targets. So we'll keep an eye on this one and see where it goes. I would like to see a little bit more sanity, that rhymes, come back into cryptocurrency overall. I know it's not going to happen. We're always going to have gamblers out there, and that's cool. You know, it's a strategy. It's what they want to do with their money, and I can't tell them otherwise. With that said, my personal update, I'll tail off here. Why not? Because we're not going to be talking until Tuesday. And Tuesday, ironically, I mentioned on this past week's episode that Tuesday is when I take possession of my new place. Now, the thing is, I was waiting for the bank to say and commit, because they have this verbiage in the letter. I'm just telling you this for a humorous story. They have verbiage in the letter that says something to the effect of, yes, we commit to the loan, but, you know, we could still pull it based on credit, based on that. And they did the two letters. So you do the pre-approval and then they do the commitment. Now, the word commitment apparently means something different to me than it means to the rest of the world. Because to me, commitment means you're going to pay that freaking money to these people so they can get out of my hair. But the person I'm working with at the bank assured me 50 times, don't worry about it. It's just CYA verbiage. You're good. And then she sent me an email, basically says, yes, we're wiring the funds Tuesday morning early. And it's the same bank where the money is, so they don't have to go get it from somebody else, which makes it easy for them to do the transactions. I purposely allocated the money. Essentially, my business is buying the home for me. Ain't that cool? Isn't that freaking cool? See, that's boss. That's boss S, you know. That's how you're a boss, you know, like Dame Dash, is when your business is buying you that. That's what it is. So so that them wiring the funds tells me it's a done deal, good to go. So Tuesday's when I go out to take claim of the property. Well, I shifted over one of my internet providers, because I have two of them, one of them over there, and then I started packing stuff up. That's why there's echo in the room, because I took down all my sound suppressing studio beautifulness. And so now I got to wrap this stuff up that I'm recording on now, because I'm going to have to figure out how to get that up there if I'm going to record the next episode up there. I think what I'm probably going to consider doing is pulling out one of my other microphones, like my old Audio Technica that I had from before, and record on one of my other computers, like the MacBook or something, because it doesn't matter what computer I record on. It's just this one has the best hardware. So I'll play that by ear and figure it out. But point is, you know, Tuesday is going to be the it. So, you know, hopefully you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be doing nothing but packing and getting ready to claim my new home. It's interesting. The first time I actually bought a home, it was on my birthday. And then now I'm doing a purchase and it's right after essentially on Memorial Day. It's interesting how these home purchases seem to pan out to these holidays and celebratory days. Anyway, I'll see you guys on the other side.